Embrace the Fail, Part 3, This Way of Life. These days, everybody's an expert. The world is filled with mentors and gurus. If you're looking for solid advice or guidance, it can be frustrating and overwhelming. With so many experts in the world, how are we supposed to figure out who to listen to and who is right? For years, I also wondered what I needed to do to find my own success and happiness. What was it that I could actually do to ensure my own major success? I wondered what was the best mindset, other than just staying positive, to get me through anything that life served me. Now I know. The difference between successful and unsuccessful people is that successful people learn from their failures, while unsuccessful people do not. Unsuccessful people do anything to deny or avoid what can be a painful reflection on their failures. In other words, successful people embrace the fail in their everyday lives. Most people who want to be successful but haven't yet made it are not consciously pursuing success, happiness, or fulfillment on a daily basis. They may think they are, but they're not. They're all over the place, succeeding one minute and celebrating, then failing, slipping, and falling apart the next. These people are more likely to experience the same failure over and over again. So what are these unsuccessful people doing wrong? They are not consciously living in their failure. They are not embracing the fail, and so do not learn. They hide from it, escape it, and do anything to protect themselves from feeling bad. I was this unsuccessful person for most of my 20s, which led to the biggest failure of my life, where I had worked hard and accumulated enough wealth to retire at the age of 31 to then fail in the next investment. No one else did this to me. I had to consciously change my way of living with success, or I would keep failing bigger and harder into my future. I know what made my 8 heroes in this book famously successful. It's not money, fame, or birthright. This process for success applies to all people, regardless of your status, finances, or other circumstances. Success comes by sticking to a specific process of thinking, acting, and being. A successful life is one in which we consciously practice learning, evolving, and becoming better people, with success as our ultimate goal. These heroes are the people who have figured out how to embrace the fail, and some have become famous as a result. These heroes seem to fly through life's lessons, rise above adversity, and soar to great heights. They are the people you hope to live up to, you aspire to be like, and you wonder how the hell they did it. Heroes are people who embrace the fail and have made it at life. They're the people who make happiness and success look effortless. There are two types of failure: failure without trying and actual failure. The first type of failure comes from never trying out your ideas because you're afraid, or because you're waiting for the perfect time, perfect product, or perfect business model. This is the kind of failure you can never learn from, and such timidity will limit your success. The second type of failure comes from a bold and adventurous spirit that swallows fear and doubt and just goes for it. If you fail on the way, your damaged reputation is greatly outweighed by your learning. You can use this knowledge to get closer to success in the next attempt. Repeated failure will toughen your spirit and show you with absolute clarity how things must be done. It's actually a curse to have everything go right on your first attempt. If you succeed without trying too hard, you will fail to question and think that you have the golden touch. When you do inevitably fail, it will initially confuse you and demoralize you past the point of learning. In any case, to apprentice as an entrepreneur, you must act on your ideas as early as possible, exposing them to the public and a part of you even hoping that you'll fail. You have everything to gain. People who are already successful don't usually air their failures for all to see. Their struggles on the way to success are often overlooked. The truth is, any person who is an innovator has to be resilient to failure and must be willing to learn from their mistakes. The best teachers are those who've lived it, felt it, and survived to find success after failure. If we can learn from the biggest failures of the leaders in our world, our learning will be far greater than anything picked up in a classroom. This is why I'm sharing the failings of these 8 personal heroes with you. All successful people have failed on some level before they succeeded. It was their determination and purpose from which they drew strength. each and every one of the successful people in this book learnt along the way that they were stronger and more resilient than they initially believed. At times, they felt alone, misunderstood, or undervalued. In reality, you are never really alone in your life experiences, including failure. There are billions of others who have failed before you, and there are many more who will fail in your wake. If you are to succeed, it's important to look objectively and realistically at your strengths and weaknesses. Each of us is blessed with different talents, intellect, and capabilities. Similarly, naturally gifted people have the ability to squander their talent by taking their gifts and abilities for granted and not using them for a great purpose. Those who work harder for their successes will generally be more determined to ensure that success is long-lived. Likewise, those who are successful in the world of business are usually those who have persisted and never lost sight of hope and dreams, even when life gets tough. Just as you should focus on what you can do rather than what you can't, don't worry so much about your own lacking talents, abilities, or skills. Focus on your strengths. Steps to embrace the fail. To embrace the fail is a way of life embodied in a mindset and in daily conscious practice. If applied consistently, this will guarantee your success. Whenever you feel overwhelmed or defeated, just embrace the fail and you will be sure to bounce. At the back of the book, I created a diagram of the bounce showing the actions you repeat in your path to a successful life. Live, try, fail, learn, and repeat. At this point, it probably seems too easy to be effective, or even, dare I say it, superficial. I have dug deeper to break the process into daily steps. I have grouped daily actions under three themes of doing, learning, and changing your mindset. There are two types of people in this world. A. Doers. Doers turn their thoughts and desires into actions that progress change towards their highest goals. Without action, good intention and new ideas will always remain just concepts. The doers are the furnaces that generate power. B. Gunners. Gunners are always saying they are going to do this or that, but they fail to action their desires and dreams. The gunners of the world don't follow the advice of just have a go. They are the puffs of hot air that never catch into flame and burn brightly. Are you a doer or a gunner? It's never too late to switch teams. The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. Walt Disney. Number one, do. Pledge to be a doer, not a goner. An action, real change in parts of your life where making a difference matters to you. Strive for your own dreams and fulfill purposes that are meaningful to you. Devote yourself to a true purpose and passions, and you are more likely to succeed. Craft a plan of action and outline the tasks to take you to success. Plan for the worst and hope for the best. Then you are prepared and in the best mindset. Set manageable goals and prioritize these into tasks to maximize your productivity. Keeping busy is not the same as achieving. Write to-do lists to clearly map your goals by day, week, month, and year. Check off the goals once you have achieved them. This helps acknowledge progress and reminds you where you are on your vision to success. Try. Even if you are unsure of the outcome, simply by trying and giving your best shot, you have already succeeded, even if your desired result is not obtained. Reflect regularly along the way to a greater plan for success. Always be aware of opportunities and take action when they arise. Strive to think outside the box to solve challenges. Modify goals and tasks as you go along to improve the plan of action. Take an action every day to put you closer to an opportunity. Avoid distractions to maintain focus. Fail quickly. If you are going to succeed, then you will succeed quicker than you failed before. Conduct business interactions with humility. Admit when you make errors. Minimize exposure to negative media broadcasts. Surround yourself with positive and supportive people, and it'll be easier to remain focused and positive. Celebrate your success as they arise. Consider celebrating your failures for what they are, steps on the way to your greater success. Number two, learn. View challenges as opportunities in disguise. See value in every failure. See your own failures as necessary learning curves and stepping stones to success. Change after learning is what creates success. If you continue to do the same thing, you will continue to get the same result. Shift your focus from your problems to finding solutions. Remember that without reflection, learning, growth, and a positive mindset, failure can be an extremely destructive force. Make the decision not to let failure hold power over you. Work failure in your favor. Learn, change course, and persist to overcome your failures and give yourself the best opportunity for success. With each challenge you overcome, as you learn, you will emerge stronger, wiser, and more deserving of your success. See the big picture when considering problems, obstacles, and hardships. If you don't do this, many problems will seem bigger than they really are. Learning is for life. Always be open to expanding your skills and knowledge. Learning comes not only from self-learning, but also from others through collaboration and mentorship. Listen. You don't need to agree, but there is always an opportunity to learn from others. Use negative feedback for insight, improvement, and redirection. Don't take the detrimental opinions of others personally. Bounce. You are not alone in overcoming adversity and failure. Learn from those who came before you. The lessons are transferable across any field. Forgive yourself when you have failed and move on. Number three, mindset. Dream big and believe you can change the world. Set big goals and you are closer to the most successful version of yourself. Believe in your capabilities, your ideas, and your worth. You need to want success to become successful. Make your desire for success greater than your fear for failure and you are unstoppable. You can do anything if you are determined. Believe that every problem has a solution. Believe these are positive traits: innovation, ingenuity, and originality. Take pride in these traits: enthusiasm, passion, and commitment. People do business with people, not just the product or brand name. Develop willpower. Practice to maintain focus on your dream. Don't be afraid to fail more in order to make success more likely. Own it all. Take responsibility for your actions, both good and bad. Own your failures, mistakes, and associated learning as much as you own your success. Be patient. Success does not happen overnight. Be brave. Be original. Explore uncharted territory. Don't live in fear of failure. Live in the excitement of progress. It is a fact that you can lead a rich, happy, and more successful life simply by being positive and by seeing opportunity in all situations. Make a conscious choice to remain positive. Flick that conscious switch into optimist mode. Make a habit of being persistently positive. It gets easier with practice. Accept irreparable failures. Accept when you need to do things differently. Never give up, especially during the most difficult times. You are as limited as your beliefs. Believe you can be successful and you will be successful. Plan your vision of success. Now you have the steps to embrace the fail in your daily life. The next step is to take the time to plan your version of success. While success is often associated with dollar signs, it's not always about being loaded with cash. So while success for you might be an unlimited bank account, for someone else it might be having a family or a harmonious relationship. A great way to ensure your success is to base your working life on your passion. Take a close look at what it is that drives you. What do you view as your purpose? Whatever it is, use this force to overcome adversity and challenges. If you are unsure what it is that drives you to succeed, focus on what is important to you. Focus on what gives you the most strength to carry on when times are tough. If you're motivated when doing something that you believe in, then you're more likely to have greater self-belief. Purpose and self-belief are what sustain us through more difficult times. When you've made the decision to create your own success and you've taken action to make it happen, then the things you need to succeed are perseverance, resilience, purpose, and inner strength. No matter what, stay focused, stay determined, and the rest will fall into place.